is the Afternoon Jam Session with P.A. on 103.7.
Afternoon Jams 103.7 to be. It's 419 in Muskegon. As promised, we told you we were going to have an employment expert come in and to talk about this wonderful company that is having a job fair. And
yeah, we can tell you about how you can wear sleeping pants to the job interviews.
Yep.
With rollers in your hair, your breath stinking, yellow teeth, hair not combed, rusty mustache.
And you will get
smelling like weed, you know, like louds.
Whatever that is.
And you will get the job.
Tamika Fox is here. How you doing, Tamika?
I'm well. How are you, Paul?
All right. Represent Good Temps. You got the Jive Fair going on. What day is it?
It is Wednesday from 1 to 3.
1 to 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of jobs we got?
We're looking for heavy manufacturing, basically foundry jobs right now. But I am looking for people who are qualified in other areas. But that is really my focus on Wednesday.
Okay. We got companies who are ready. They ready to go?
Yes.
Wow.
Ready to go.
Ready to get people out there to work. Now, that's an important thing. So how should people show up? So they show up in their foundry outfit or what? This is how I'm going to look. You know what I mean?
No, you do not want to show up.
You'll see how I look in my uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you want to show up dressed professionally or dressed neat and clean. Don't wear a whole lot of cologne or perfume, but because that can irritate some folks that do interviews. So dress professionally, dress like you want the job, dress like you're going to an actual interview, because that's what it is. We're looking at you for a company. So that's how you want to come.
So first, I can't come there with my pajama pants on and house shoes?
You probably can, but I'm not looking
at it. But do people actually, now, is that a myth? Do people show up in pajamas?
That is not a myth. People actually show up in pajama pants, house shoes, slippers. Saw a young lady with a towel on her hair, washed
goodness.
Her hair. And so, like, you just got out of bed. But
are you serious?
I'm very much serious. Yep.
That hurts my. I was feeling good until you said that. They actually show up for a job?
They do.
An interview?
For an interview.
Application?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That hurts my stomach right there, right?
And, you want to be aware, too, when you go and look for a job or you go in an employment center or Michigan Works, realize that other people are in there and we see you. Mm. Even though you might go in to update your resume or look at a job posting, I see you. And so then when you come to me and I schedule an interview and then I'm going, that's who had the pajama pants on.
Why even come out the house in pajamas?
Hey, they think it's cool.
Might want to get back in the bed.
Oh, my goodness. So,
yeah.
Oh, so what's the first thing you see when a person walk in the door? What's the first thing Tamika Fox and all the unemployment human resource people notice?
The first thing I notice is the dress, your dress and your attitude. And I can tell the attitude from nonverbal communication. So if you come in and you're smiling or you're sitting straight, you're sitting erect, or you're actually engaging, it could be the receptionist. That's always the first person you want to impress is the receptionist. You think not, I'm going to wait for the person who's going to interview me. It's the receptionist. It's the front office person, because they're the ones that's watching you. So if you're sitting and texting and, all those things, they're watching you.
How about being late? People show up late for interviews?
Late is not good. The rule of thumb is early is on time. On time is late.
Okay.
So if you have a 10 o'clock a.m. interview, you want to be there about 9:45, 9:50. So then you're on time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How about diction?
Diction is very good. Grammar, you want to enunciate your words. I need to understand what it is you're saying to me. So you can't speak and I can't understand you, then we're both looking at each other because I don't know.
There goes mine.
Right.
I'm done. Then.
I bring the Google Translate.
Right.
The translator out. But this is
for
what I'm trying
bonics.
To say.
Yeah.
Well, now, you got some assembly line jobs, factory jobs.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of pay is involved in these jobs?
Most pay is about $9,950 right now. The jobs that I'm looking for Wednesday's job fair start at over 10, almost 11.
Hmm.
So, and this company is looking to hire. So if you can last a certain amount of time, they are looking to actually bring you on board as a permanent staff member. Wow. So it is temp to hire.
Temp to hire. That's mm-hmm. a good. Now, the time and place again?
The time is 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Wednesday, the 31st, at Good Temp's office, 950 West Norton, Suite C, the old Michigan Works office. So we're still in the same building. Good Temp's is still in the same building.
Good, good. How's the job market looking now?
The job market is looking well right now. It is. It's an uptick in it, and jobs are improving. Folks are looking. So get those resumes done. Make sure that the grammar is good on it, because when we look at those and you can't spell, you kind of put them to the side.
Wow.
So.
What kind of tips can you give to folks who are, they get in the interview, but they're not getting the job?
Getting the interview, but not getting the job.
Not closing the deal.
Well, when you go in for an interview, you really have to speak like you really want that job. Research the company. That's key. So before you go in, research the company and know what the company does, who's involved in the company. Have that resume with you. And a good thing is to have a working resume, a live resume. And what that is when you go in to fill out an application, you have a resume with you that has all the information you need, where you worked, the addresses, the supervisors, your rate of pay. So you're not asking for a phone book.
Okay.
You're not trying to remember things. So those are some things that I
would
suggest.
What if you're a kid that ain't never worked? You've only been to school, to college or whatever and stuff. You never really had that work experience yet. But you've got a degree now.
You can use your volunteerism. So it's good to volunteer. It's good to be active in any kind of programs or organizations or things like that. And you can put that on your resume. And also you can put the classes that you took. So you can do the core competencies on there. So maybe your coursework was human service and you can list those things. And then once you start to develop your work experience, then you add those things.
I use that. That helped me out back in the day. Yeah. Volunteer experience. What about the people who don't have high school diploma and no GED? How realistically are they likely to get a job?
At this point, you need a GED or a diploma. It's not realistic right now because now they're saying the bachelor's degree is the new associate.
Oh, really?
And the associate is the new diploma and things like that. So you really need to concentrate on getting that GED or diploma. It goes a long way.
And that's important to the companies that's hiring.
Yes.
What if I got mine from the prison?
That's
fine. It's a GED.
It's a GED.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a GED. Yeah. You know, and some people look differently at those, but they have some skill sets that come out of the prison system. I mean, they have certificates and things like that. So give those guys and girls a chance as well. So.
Will this company hire ex-felons?
Yes.
There you go. You need to show up. Should they call you, email you, or just stop in?
They need to come to the job fair prepared with a resume. If you have one, be prepared to fill out the application and be prepared for me to speak to you and ask some questions.
All right. Any other tips you want to give out, Tamika?
Don't wear your pajamas.
Maybe some folks just go through the motion to keep some state, I don't know,
they
funds.
Do. We call them professional job seekers. It's a career.
It's a career because they really don't want a job.
Nope, not actually.
They're just trying to keep some funds.
Exactly.
And they make them go out. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll say, we're not going to find you unless you get a job. No. Rob, you was for that before. At one time.
I'm still for it.
Right. I know, Tamika, I want you to comment on that. No, you don't comment on that.
But you know what? I really, really like for people to want the job. If you show interest in it, then we're going to help you. If you expect me to do 100%, you have to put some legwork in it yourself.
Are you seeing folks getting jobs and losing them real quick, too, because of their work ethics?
Yes. You have attendance, can't get to work on time. You know, you call in more often than you're at work. Mm. Those are things that you do not want to do.
Don't nobody really do that, do they?
Do they?
Of course not. Yeah.
They allow their personal life to interfere with their occupation?
Yep. And the excuses are vast, and I'll tell you off the air.
Baby daddy, baby mama drama. You go ahead and keep it real.
Yeah, we have some of those, so, you know.
Baby daddy showing up at the job or baby mama showing up at the job.
And I get employers that will call and say that, we're having a drama issue. Can you take care of it?
Are you serious?
Yes. So you have to be able to separate your personal life from your work life. When it's time for you to go to work, you need to separate that. So sometimes it's hard, but you really, really do. And you need to think about the reasons why you're calling in for work.
What kind of reasons you have?
I'm not going to say.
All right. You can write a book on this when you're done. When you retire. Well, they need this information because they can see the reason why they keep on getting a rejection.
Yeah. You know? It's just professionalism and communication is what we call it. The texting at work, especially in an assembly line. You know, some people say that you can listen to music. You can, but don't text. You know, don't talk. Don't try to sneak a phone call in and things like that. Those are things that are noticed, especially temporary staff. You're pointed out first.
Right.
You're noticed first. So you want to make sure that you're following the rules.
Does a drug test come with this interview?
It does.
Okay, so you got to be clean.
You got to be clean.
Right. No herbal stuff trying to cover it up, too. They detect that stuff, too.
That's right. I know all about how to detect things. So.
Right. Good. Well, anything else on Tamika?
Nope. Just make sure that you guys come out and support. Show up. This company is hiring. I'm looking for 25 to start immediately.
25?
Mm-hmm. I need 25 to start immediately.
And this is like, you said $10?
Over 10. Yep. Right at the $11 mark.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, pull your pants up, get up, get out there, and get
can't
that
have
job.
Sagging pants either?
No, she didn't say that, but I'm sure. But I'm sure.
I can't.
No sagging
pants.
No, you can't.
Show
at
my
home.
Drawers.
At home, maybe.
In the bathroom. All right, Tamika, you always do an awesome job.
Thank you so much.
And articulating this thing, how it's supposed to be done. We appreciate you stopping in, okay?
Thank you.
All right.